Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. And we say that so often, but we really are glad you're here today. My hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement for your day. I know many of you that listen are actually starting fall break today, and I'm excited for you. I hope you get some downtime, and I hope you get to rejuvenate over the weekend, but we can't wait. I'm telling you, we can't wait to see you in person Sunday. Pastor Chuck has a fantastic word as we wrap up what's next. We have a really important announcement to make, and we have an opportunity to be part of something called Faith in Blue. And so I want to encourage you to join us this Sunday at 9 or 11 in person, and then we stream live from the room at 9 or 11, and you can catch the replay after that. But all week long, I've been thinking about last Sunday, and I've been thinking about the idea of priorities and intentionality and how we use our time. So it's no surprise to me that I ran across an article this week that I thought was super helpful as it helped us think about the fact that we have a limited amount of time. Here's what the article said. It says, time is the most precious commodity. You only have a limited amount of it. Now think about this. It's estimated that people will live an average of 72 years or 26,000 days. So it's easy for us to think that we've got plenty of days left, but if you're over 27, you've already passed 10,000 days. You're not getting any of those days back, and that's what makes time the most precious resource. The article goes on to say this, and I think it's helpful, that you can always get more money. You can always get more energy, but you cannot create more time. You have a certain number of days in your life, and that's it. When you spend them, they're gone. So life management really is time management. And if you learn to manage your time, then you're learning to manage your life. Now, Ephesians 5 has so many powerful things to say, but it says in 15 and 16, it says, be careful how you live. Be careful how you live. Do not live like fools, but like those who are wise. And here's the phrase, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Make the most of every opportunity. Now, obviously, the opposite of being careful is actually to be careless. And the Bible tells us not to be careless, that instead we're to be careful, that we should be intentional, that we should be deliberate, that we should live life on purpose for a purpose. Well, what does careless use of time actually look like? Well, some of the stats I read, and I'm not sure how fresh these are, but they illustrate the point that on average, people spend about 3 hours and 15 minutes on their phone a day. Americans spend more than 5 hours a day on their phones, and they check them an average of, get this, 58 times. That's 35 hours a week that they've devoted to staring at that tiny little screen, and that doesn't include the time spent on the computer, and it doesn't include time watching TV, and that's crazy. Now, obviously, not all of that time is fruitless, but being careful with our time means that we're aware of how we spend it and whether we're spending it on things that actually matter. 1 Corinthians 10:23 says, someone may say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything's helpful. I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything encourages growth. Now, it's obviously not necessarily a sin for us to spend 5 hours watching videos on our phone. I don't know if you ever get caught up watching silly puppy or cat videos on YouTube, but it might not be the best use of our time. Some things aren't necessarily wrong, they're just not necessary. It may not be wrong, but is it worth giving your life for it? And so I want to encourage you today, hopefully this article was encouraging to you as it is to me, to say, let's be careful. Let's be careful with our days. We only have so many. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today. I hope you use today in such a way, or you invest into today, that today matters. You're so important, and we're grateful for you. If there's any way we can serve you, please don't hesitate to let us know. Drop us an email at hello@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.